listening to Dell Aware. Here's Peter MacArthur.
9:47 here on Dell Aware. I'm Peter MacArthur. Well, the COVID-19 crisis has presented so many challenges to so many, but family crisis therapists with the Delaware Children's Department have continued to engage families with targeted early intervention programs to further their social and development skills during the course of the summer. And we're talking this morning with Joyce Hawkins, the K-5 Early Intervention Program Manager. Joyce, hi. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Before we get into what the pandemic has done, on a normal day pre, say, February, what is it that your program would be doing with kids exactly?
Okay, our program provides family crisis therapists for 54 school elementary schools across the state of Delaware. We provide counseling to children and their families. The identified children usually exhibited behavior that impedes their learning process or the learning process of others in the school. So we provide counseling, we provide resources for the parents as well, counseling for the children, for the family. We also help the family to link to needed resources and work with the school, the teachers, helping the family, the parents to advocate for their children.
Yeah, and that's a lot of work across many, many schools, certainly, and a challenging situation, no doubt. So along comes the pandemic, Joyce. And what's the discussion there in terms of, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do now?
What happens with the pandemic is, as you know, it adversely affected everyone, but more so our children and families. And so what we had to determine was how can we continue to provide the same services and additional services that were necessitated by the pandemic. And what we did was change some of the methods of services. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, we did when this first happened, schools were still in session at one point for a short period of time. We still do classroom observations. We did different things with the virtual piece.
Yeah.
The FCTs would do this classroom observations, participate in the IEP meetings, et cetera, through Zoom. Work with children through the Zoom. Work with the parents that way. One of the other things that we had to redesign was our summer programming. Our SCTs always work with children during the summer and sometimes may be the only eye on the child and family during the summer.
Right.
So we had to make sure that we continued that service.
Let me ask you this before we jump into what the summer has been like. I could see where it would be very beneficial to both sides of this if it was face-to-face interaction, and I'm sure that's usually the way you do a lot of these things. You didn't have a choice, though, so virtual really became, it wasn't a fallback, it was the only path forward.
Yes. Well, there were certain things that we still were able to do. For instance, we partnered with other schools and other agencies to ensure that the children still had their food and still had resources. We dropped the resources off to the families. And but we didn't go inside the homes. So we had to modify what we did, but we still wanted to perform the services, making sure that we practiced the social distancing, wore the masks, et cetera.
If you're just joining us, Joyce Hawkins is the K-5 Early Intervention Program Manager. She works for the Delaware Children's Department. So here comes summer, and I'm glad to hear that what you do is year-round because, frankly, the needs are year-round. You know, just because a school calendar ends doesn't mean kids' needs, especially those with certain challenges, you know, those needs continue. So you are still delivering. How's the summer been going?
The summer has been going well. One of the things that we wanted to make sure that we continued, especially during COVID-19, additional resources are needed. All families had to determine how to better engage with their children through this prolonged period of time. So we helped our families with different tools and techniques to do that. In addition, we provided our summer programming. And with our summer programming, one of the things that we did was we provided a toolkit to each of our families. And the toolkit had resources, had games in it. And what the thought was with these therapeutic games and tools was to focus on increasing coping skills, which helped to address the social-emotional issues while also focusing on family engagement. So the whole piece was to improve the family engagement. And one small example of what was in the toolkit, we also had material for and had a session where children made their own masks.
Mm-hmm.
But during this session, there was discussion about how the pandemic affected the child and how they saw the pandemic and how it affected their family and what things they saw were different and how they were able to handle it. And then kids were able to talk, give suggestions of how their family was handling different issues.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Great opportunity, yeah, to get some dialogue going when otherwise it might be a tough bridge to cross. Let me just ask you this. We just have a couple of minutes left, but okay, regardless of the pandemic, Joyce, you know, the K through five grades, this early intervention, it has to be key in setting up these kids for progresses and successes down the road. This is a key age range, no?
It really is. And the other thing that I should say is that the children that we work with, our family crisis therapists, their methods are somewhat creative because we're working with children who the regular interventions have not been successful.
Okay.
So, yes, we want to intervene early and often to help families to be able to better advocate for their children is another piece of it. So helping the children learn their coping skills, but also helping the families be able to better advocate for their children.